Los Angeles County workers are preparing to march en masse tomorrow over wages and benefits. The police department reverses course on its policy of impounding cars from undocumented immigrants, and USC fires its football coach. We're getting into all those topics today with Kevin Roderick, editor of LA Observed. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Eric.
Okay, topic number one. County workers are going to march through downtown LA tomorrow, some planning to walk off the job. This doesn't happen every time a contract is up for renewal. What's different about tomorrow?
No, we've actually had quite a bit of labor peace in the county, and which is kind of remarkable. Coming through the whole recession, things were pretty together at the county. Well, the bill's kind of coming due for that. The people who work for SEIU Local 721 say, you know, we haven't had a raise in 5 years here. The county has offered a modest bump. I think they're looking at about 6% over 2.5 years, but with higher health premiums. And the workers would like to get them back to the table to negotiate a little bit more.
So in other words, the workers are saying they're actually going to come out at a net loss? Is that it?
That's what some of them are saying, sure. You know, and I think what's happening here is we're just going through the negotiation phase. The contract expires tonight, however, and there will be a job action tomorrow downtown of some, you know, magnitude. We're not sure exactly how many people are going to come out. But it is the beginning of what could be a contentious fall and perhaps even winter of negotiations at the county hall.
Okay, and next topic. On Friday evening, LAPD Chief Charlie Beck rescinded Special Order 7, which has to do with the impounding of cars at DUI checkpoints. Beck put those rules in place last year to be more lenient, and but a judge overturned that rule a month ago. What is Special Order number 7?
Special Order 7 was a policy that Beck put in last year to make it so that officers in the field would have some discretion about impounding cars of people who they caught driving without a license, in particular people who were in the country illegally driving without a license. State law allowed them to impound a car for 30 days and have it towed away, held in a police garage, and then it would cost you, you know, more than $1,000 to get your car back eventually. Beck said, well, you know, that's really not a humane way to go. It's not helping us in the community, and it's really not helping the problem of unlicensed drivers. So he put in a policy to give officers more discretion when they're dealing with somebody who has insurance and who does not have any priors. The Police Protective League, which is the union representing officers, really didn't like that policy. They sued. A conservative political organization also sued, and a judge sided with them and said that this was illegal under the state vehicle code. And it's going to be really interesting to watch to see what's going forward, especially now that the state has passed a law allowing people who are in the country illegally to get driver's licenses.
So this whole thing may be moot.
Moot or at least modified somewhat.
Okay. Finally, over the weekend, USC fired head football coach Lane Kiffin, which many fans had been waiting for and are now very happy to see happen. But one of the LA Times sports columnists over the weekend, and unfortunately I don't remember who, wrote that basically Kiffin was set up to fail because he came in with all the NCAA sanctions in place from the Pete Carroll era. If that's true, would it have been possible for anybody to succeed?
Sure. He came in when USC was reeling from the NCAA sanctions. And, you know, I don't know that any coach could succeed under those conditions, but apparently, you know, Pat Hayden, the athletic director, wanted to see some progress. And after you lose 62-41 in Arizona to an arch rival, and the fans really just were not going to take that very well, Hayden felt he had to act.
So basically his hand was forced.
Well, you know, he says that there was no alumni pushing him to do this, no fans, but, you know, they were screaming, and he did do it. So maybe history will tell us a little bit more about what actually happened.
All right. Well, we will see. Kevin Roderick of LA Observed, thank you very much.
Thank you, Eric.